Communities of color battle with a loss of hope as they seek justice in the death of George Floyd, another black man who died at the hands of a white police officer. Student reporter Tiffany Jackson talks with African-American leaders in Bloomington Normal about what they've seen and what they want to see at Derek Chauvin's murder trial. And she talks with police in Bloomington Normal who say they also want bad cops removed from the ranks.
Bloomington Normal Black Lives Matter leader Olivia Butt says watching white police officer Derek Chauvin stand trial for the killing of George Floyd felt like reliving the tragedy again.
It kind of transported me back to those initial feelings that a lot of folks had in the summer of 2020. So having the trial now is just kind of reopening some of those old wounds that haven't healed for a lot of people and just reminding folks that justice has not been done. And we're reminded of that every day that this trial continues.
Prosecutors in the Chauvin trial have tried to demonstrate the veteran officer has a history of using excessive force. NAACP President Linda Foster says the organization is taking time to take in all the evidence revealed at the trial, but she questions Officer Chauvin's motives even more now.
We've seen what we've seen up front, but to hear about the training and the history of this police officer, obviously there was some hidden agendas. It was never intended for Mr. Floyd to make it through it.
As Illinois State University nears the end of its semester, its black students are also coping with emotions from the trial. Black Student Union President Lexi Epp says juggling schoolwork and surviving COVID all while trying to stay informed is a lot of stress, but Epps tries to stay positive. She says the trial has demonstrated Chauvin's guilt, but if the verdict comes back not guilty, she won't be shocked.
If, God forbid, it comes back not guilty, I think this is just going to hurt the black community once again. But unfortunately, this is something that we've been through. And there's a lot of us where we have no faith in the justice system now as it is. But I feel like for the people that have like that little tiny hope that he's going to get convicted, and if he doesn't, I think that's just going to completely erase it from here on out.
During the trial, Chauvin's lawyers have tried to attribute Floyd's drug intake and other health problems as the real cause of death. Angel Howard, coordinator of professional development at Illinois State University, says that defense confirms what she calls the racialized drug craze rhetoric people use to excuse violent behavior towards people of color is still alive, and it's proven that her black skin is a threat.
As a black person, as a black woman, I already know how folks feel about me. And there's only been more proof to pile onto that to confirm that what I believe is true. I'm looking for people to prove me wrong. Nobody's proved me wrong yet.
Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo condemned Chauvin's actions during his trial testimony, and other department officers spoke out as well. Angel Howard at ISU says she was surprised officers broke their so-called blue wall of silence, but she wonders if the jury will find the police chief's testimony as credible, since it's coming from a person of color.
I didn't expect that to be said because it does seem to be a lot of solidarity in just protecting the system of policing. But even though it's being said, one of those things was done by a black man. So is blue just as important on a black body?
Bloomington Interim Police Chief Greg Scott says he wasn't surprised that officers in Minneapolis are speaking out against Chauvin's actions. He says Chauvin was wrong and that his actions have amplified the distrust that communities of color already feel towards police.
When I first got hired, that would have surprised me, but law enforcement has been changing over the years, so it's really not surprising. And when somebody steps out of line and does something that's just wrong, it reflects so poorly on all of us. You have to say something.
Scott says breaking through public perception is hard, but he says he's ready to prove everyone wrong.
I think we've been under an extra measure of scrutiny. However, I think most of the community at large respect us. That's not to say that we can't improve. So we're eager to do better. And quite honestly, it hurts when we see those bad things happen.
Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner says his officers agree what Chauvin did was wrong. Bleichner says he doesn't like that Chauvin's action unfairly gives all cops a bad name.
I would hope that as we move forward that we get away from the whole broad brush painting and want to have more local conversations with your police departments. That's where we're really impacted, right? I mean, we see things on a national level, but we're not in Minneapolis. We're in Normal, Illinois.
ISU Police Chief Aaron Woodruff says officers have a duty to speak out when their colleagues dishonor the bad. badge. He says that's what's happened here. Woodruff says policing a college campus and building relationships with students of color is a challenge because of what he sees as a cycle of mistrust.
The struggle with us on a college campus is we're going to have a whole bunch of new students coming in who have their own experiences and their own distrust, and we start that process all over again.
Linda Foster with the NAACP says she was surprised and more hopeful after hearing the officers condemn Chauvin. She says if more officers spoke out against wrongdoing across the country, the distrust against police would start to fade.
I am so proud of how the law enforcement in Minnesota and how they're coming out, and they are clearly stating that what occurred is not what they've been trained to do. And so we continue to hear that. I believe that every community is going to be a better community.
ISU Police Chief Aaron Woodruff says he joins communities of color in the hope for justice in this case.
Everything I've seen leads me to believe that there will probably be some type of conviction based on just the facts that I have heard. So I would be surprised if he wasn't convicted of at least something.
Not knowing what reactions to expect after the verdict, Bloomington Interim Police Chief Greg Scott says the department is prepared for possible protests, but he says he doesn't expect any problems.
We've got plans in place and hopefully don't have to enact any of it. We support people coming out and expressing their view and how they feel about it. And the only time we're going to get involved is when it crosses the line into something that's illegal or unsafe.
Olivia Butts with Black Lives Matter says last summer the group didn't have to organize many protests because the community came together on its own after George Floyd was killed. But says she's waiting to hear what the community wants first before making plans after the verdict.
I am just hoping that we'll be led to see what the community wants. If people just want a space to come together and have some type of vigil to grieve, or if people are more interested in talking about action and next steps, I hope that we can be a group that gives them that space.
But says regardless of the outcome, America still has work to do to bridge the racial divide. I'm Tiffany Jackson.
The prosecution in the Derek Chauvin trial rested its case after 11 days of testimony. The judge expects closing arguments will begin next Monday.